Most people stay stuck because no one ever taught them how to think like the wealthy. They chase success, but their habits and mindset are working against them. Wealthy people think differently. They plan long-term, stay calm under pressure, and move with purpose. No guessing, no wasting time. This audiobook, How to Think Like the Wealthy, The Algebra of Wealth, is built to change the way you think, act, and live. Here's the truth. Your life won't change until your thinking does. If you keep doing what's easy, reacting with emotion, or putting things off, nothing gets better. But if you learn how the wealthy think, how they focus, how they make decisions, how they use their time, you can build real change. This isn't about luck or talent. It's about training your mind to work for your future. If you're tired of feeling behind, this is your wake-up call. Let's get to it. Chapter 1. Train your brain to think long instead of fast. Train your brain to think long instead of fast. That's where it starts. That's the very first step if you want to build real wealth, real peace, and a real life that you're proud of. Because most people are trapped in short-term thinking. They're chasing quick results. They want success overnight. They want rewards without putting in the time. But that's not how the wealthy think. That's not how long-term winners operate. Wealthy people think far ahead. They're not just living for today. They're building something that lasts. Their actions today are tied to a result 5 years from now, 10 years from now, sometimes 20. That kind of thinking isn't natural for most. You have to train your mind to go there. You have to teach yourself how to think past the day, the week, the month. You have to stretch your vision until it scares you. Because only then will your choices begin to change. You see, most people make choices for today's comfort. They hit the snooze button because it feels better in the moment. They skip the workout because they're tired. They avoid hard conversations. They spend money the moment they get it. That kind of life keeps you poor, not just financially, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Because the real cost of short-term thinking is that it robs you of growth. If you're always doing what's easy right now, you're avoiding the very pressure that shapes you. You're dodging the very thing that forces you to grow. Thinking long means you make the hard decisions now so you can enjoy a better future. That's how the wealthy operate. They're not thinking about how to survive the week. They're asking, "What do I want 10 years from now? What do I want my life to look like when I'm 50? What am I doing today that will help me become that version of myself?" And that kind of thinking doesn't come from motivation. It comes from clarity. You need to sit with yourself. You need to ask, "What kind of life do I want to build?" And when you answer that, when you get honest about it, then you can reverse engineer your habits. Then you can stop cutting out what doesn't matter. Then you'll stop wasting time trying to impress people who don't even matter in the long run. And then people will start to waste their time, because who does anyway the impressive people? The wealthy play a different game. It's not about being flashy. It's not about showing off success before it's real. They're patient. They're strategic. They're not racing for trophies. They're building a life system. And that kind of life system requires discipline. It requires delayed gratification. It requires emotional control. You don't get there by reacting to every little thing. You get there by slowing down, zooming out, and thinking beyond today. You have to ask yourself, what are you building? Because everything you do is either building your future or stealing from it. Every lazy day, every wasted hour, every poor financial choice, every excuse, it's all subtracting from the life you say you want. And the wealthy, they know this. They respect time. They respect energy. They treat their decisions like investments. If you want to think like them, start with how you treat time. Do you waste hours scrolling? Do you procrastinate on what matters? Do you keep putting things off because they don't feel urgent yet? That's the trap. Short-term thinking always waits. Long-term thinking acts. Because long-term thinkers know this. Every day you delay is a day you don't get back. And wealth is built not in bursts, but in years of focused action. Train your brain to see the bigger picture. When you feel the urge to quit, zoom out. Ask yourself, how will this decision impact me 5 years from now? That one question can change your entire life. That one question can stop you from quitting. It can stop you from overspending. It can stop you from chasing meaningless goals. Because now, you're anchored in something real. This is why most people never escape average. They're too focused on looking successful instead of being successful. They care more about looking good on social media than building something meaningful. But wealthy people, they don't care about showing off. They care about showing up quietly, consistently, repeatedly, even when no one is watching. Thinking long means accepting that today might be hard. It might feel boring. You might not see results for months, but you do it anyway because you trust the process. You trust your plan. You understand that true wealth isn't about sudden breakthroughs. It's about daily discipline. It's about smart moves compounded over time. That's the algebra of wealth, not magic, not luck. Just disciplined thinking applied day after day. Train your brain to be okay with being uncomfortable. Learn how to sit in uncertainty without needing immediate answers. That's where mental strength grows. That's where the rich mindset develops. Because once you stop chasing quick wins, you start building real wins. Long-term thinkers understand that pressure is part of the path. They don't run from it. They use it. And you will get tired. You will question yourself. You will wonder if it's worth it. That's part of it. That's normal. But if you train your brain to think long, you'll push through it. Because you'll remember why you started. You'll remember that your goal isn't to feel good today. It's to live well forever. You don't need more motivation. You need more long-term thinking. You need to stop trying to win the hour and start planning for the decade. That's how wealth is built. That's how peace is earned. You change your life by changing how you think about your time. You change your income by changing how you act under pressure. You change your future by changing what you tolerate from yourself today. So ask yourself, are you living like someone who's serious about the future, or are you just reacting to whatever feels urgent right now? Because if it's the second one, nothing will ever change. You'll keep spinning in circles. You'll keep starting over. You'll keep watching others win while you stay frustrated. But if you choose to think long, really long, then everything shifts. You'll start cutting out distractions. You'll stop chasing fake success. You'll start investing in yourself every day. You'll build habits that feed your vision. And slowly, day by day, you'll become that person you once dreamed about. Not because you got lucky. Not because you found a shortcut. But because you trained your brain to think long and act with purpose. You owe it to yourself to think bigger than today. You owe it to your future self to stop wasting time. You don't need everything figured out. You just need to start thinking beyond the moment. That's the foundation. That's where the shift begins. Train your brain to think long instead of fast. And the life you want will stop looking like a dream and start becoming your reality. Not overnight, not all at once, but step by step, day by day. Because when your mind is built for the long game, no challenge can shake you, and no excuse can stop you. Chapter 2. Pick one direction and stop second-guessing everything. Most people never reach the life they're capable of because they keep changing directions. They start something, then stop. They try one idea, then doubt it. They pick a path, then question it, the moment it gets hard. This is why they stay stuck. It's not because they lack talent or opportunity. It's because they can't commit. They live in hesitation. And hesitation destroys momentum. Wealthy people don't do that. They don't waste time going back and forth. They make a decision and then they commit fully. They don't spend every day wondering if they made the right choice. They spend every day making it work. That's the difference. That's the mindset, and that's what separates growth from regret. You have to understand this clearly. Every time you second-guess yourself, you're slowing down your own progress. You're interrupting your flow. You're training your brain to doubt instead of trust. And doubt is a habit. Once you give into it, it becomes automatic. It becomes your default setting. You start questioning your ability. You start overthinking every move. You stay busy, but you're not going anywhere. If you want to start thinking like the wealthy, you have to pick one direction and move in it without looking back every five steps. That doesn't mean you never adjust. It means you don't keep hitting restart every time things feel uncomfortable. Wealthy people don't need to feel comfortable every day. They need to feel clear. That's what you should focus on. Clarity, not comfort. Pick one goal, one purpose, one path, and build your habits around it. Protect your energy. Cut off distractions. Ignore what doesn't match your direction. Because life will always offer more options. There will always be another business idea, another opportunity, another shortcut. But if you're always chasing the next thing, you'll never finish anything. And unfinished work builds frustration. It builds shame. It makes you feel like you're always behind. Even when you're busy, you feel stuck. Choosing a direction gives you power. It puts your mind at ease. It gives you structure. And with structure, you can build real momentum. Without it, you're scattered. And a scattered mind leads to scattered results. Wealthy people are not everywhere. They're exactly where they're supposed to be. And they stay there long enough to win. People think they need more choices to succeed. The truth is they need fewer. Too many options kill focus. They create emotional chaos. You can't stay committed when you're constantly comparing yourself to others. You can't move forward when your mind is filled with what-ifs. That's why wealthy people simplify. They know what they want, and they build their whole life around it. If you keep second-guessing yourself, you're not just hurting your goals, you're hurting your confidence. You stop trusting your own decisions. You start relying on outside opinions. You keep asking for advice you don't even apply. You wait for perfect certainty before taking the next step. And the truth is, there's no such thing. There's no perfect path. Every path will have problems. Every direction will test you. The goal is not to find the perfect one. The goal is to make one work. Commitment is rare because it requires responsibility. Once you choose, you can't hide. Once you pick a direction, the pressure is on. That's why people run back to indecision. It's safer. There's no risk in thinking. There's no failure in planning forever. But if you want to grow, you have to stop planning and start moving. Pick a skill and master it. Pick a problem and solve it. Pick a project and finish it. Don't jump every time it gets difficult. Don't abandon your path just because it's quiet. Progress is often invisible. You don't always feel it, you don't always see it, but it's happening if you're consistent. Your brain wants certainty, but you have to learn how to create certainty through action. Confidence doesn't come from knowing everything. It comes from doing something every day and seeing yourself improve, even if it's small, even if it's slow. The key is to stay in motion. in the same direction. Wealth is not built by trying everything, it's built by mastering something. Think about that. You can try 100 things and never get results, or you can go deep into one thing and build something real. Choose depth over distraction. Choose focus over noise. The world is loud. Everyone is selling something. Everyone is posting results. Don't get caught in it. Pick your direction and keep moving forward. You'll be tempted to stop. You'll feel unsure. You'll compare your pace to others. But just because it's hard doesn't mean it's wrong. Just because it's slow doesn't mean it's broken. The wealthy understand this. They know success isn't built on perfect days. It's built on ordinary days, stacked consistently. It's built on boring work, repeated effort, years of refinement. You don't need a new direction. You need new discipline. You need patience. You need to trust that small daily actions turn into massive long-term change. That's the algebra of wealth. It's not dramatic. It's not magical. It's math. Time multiplied by consistency equals progress. And progress, when focused, turns into mastery. Look at your life right now. How many things have you started but never finished? How many ideas have you thrown away too soon? How many times have you told yourself, maybe this isn't for me, just because things weren't easy? That's where most people lose, not in ability, but in focus. Train yourself to finish what you start, even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. The more you finish, the more trust you build with yourself. The more you finish, the more belief you gain. That belief compounds, and it turns into confidence. Real confidence. The kind that doesn't need applause. The kind that moves without noise. The kind that creates results. Stop checking if you're on the right path every few days. Stay on the path until you see results. Stay on the path long enough to earn insight. You can't grow when you're constantly starting over. You can't win when your energy is split in 10 directions. Pick one direction. Stick to it. Give it your time, give it your energy, give it your best, and stop questioning every step you take. Trust yourself. Trust your effort. Trust that consistent work builds something valuable. Wealthy people don't get lucky. They get focused, and they stay that way for years. It's time to choose. Stop entertaining backup plans. Stop preparing for failure. Pick the life you want, build your habits around it, and stay locked in. You will get tested. You will face doubt. But if you stay in motion, the doubt gets quieter. The vision gets clearer. The growth becomes visible. And when you look back a year from now, you won't feel stuck. You won't feel lost. You'll feel proud. Not because you had it all figured out, but because you stayed focused long enough to figure it out along the way. Success doesn't belong to the smartest, it belongs to the most focused. And your breakthrough is waiting on the other side of commitment. So pick one direction and don't turn back. Chapter 3. Let go of comfort if you want real change. Most people say they want to change. They say they want to grow. They say they want a better life. But very few mean it. Because real change means giving up comfort, and most people are not ready for that. Comfort is easy, it's familiar, it feels safe, but it's also the trap that keeps people stuck where they are. You cannot stay comfortable and expect your life to improve. Those two things don't go together. If you want real change, you have to let go of what feels good now for what will feel right later. Comfort keeps people average. It gives you just enough pleasure to avoid doing the hard work. It tricks you into thinking you have time. It makes you delay your plans. You tell yourself you'll start tomorrow. You'll try again next week. You'll commit next month. But you don't. Because comfort doesn't push you to act. It tells you that you're okay as you are. And that's the lie. If you were truly okay with where you are, you wouldn't feel that pull inside. You wouldn't feel restless. That's your potential trying to wake you up. Every time you choose comfort, you're protecting your current self and ignoring your future self. You're saying yes to a life that you've already outgrown. And you'll keep repeating the same year over and over if you keep protecting what's easy. Growth doesn't happen by accident. You have to choose it. And that choice often feels uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to say no to old habits. It's uncomfortable to change routines that feel automatic. It's uncomfortable to stop giving in to distractions. But if you don't interrupt comfort, it will become your identity. You won't even notice how much you're holding yourself back because it all feels normal. Wealthy people understand this. They understand that growth and discomfort are linked. They don't wait until they feel like doing hard things. They build the habit of doing hard things until it feels normal. They wake up earlier. They study while others relax. They delay rewards. They invest time, money, and effort into things that won't pay off immediately because they know the truth. Long-term rewards only come from short-term discomfort. Most people don't change because they're scared of pain. But what they don't realize is that comfort brings pain too. It just shows up later. The pain of regret. The pain of missed chances. The pain of watching others move forward while you stay behind. And that pain lasts longer. It eats away at your confidence. It makes you doubt yourself. That's why you need to stop avoiding discomfort and start leaning into it. The pain of growth is temporary, but the pain of staying stuck lasts a lifetime. You have to be honest with yourself. What are the things you're holding on to just because they feel good? What routines keep you from growing? What people drain your energy but feel hard to walk away from? What habits waste your time but feel too easy to keep doing? These are the questions that unlock change. You can't fix what you keep avoiding. Discomfort is the signal that you're breaking limits. It's a sign you're on the right track. If your days feel too easy, you're not challenging yourself. If you never feel stretched, you're not evolving. Growth isn't supposed to be smooth. It's supposed to shake you, push you, force you to see things differently. You don't need a perfect plan. You don't need motivation every day. You just need the courage to do the hard thing, even when you don't feel ready. Especially when you don't feel ready. Comfort will always tell you to wait, but growth doesn't wait. It rewards those who take action when it's inconvenient. You're not supposed to stay the same. You're not supposed to hold on to your old self. The version of you that got you here is not the version that will take you further. You have to be willing to change how you think, how you act, how you spend your time. That takes discomfort. That takes pressure. That takes decisions that won't feel good in the moment. Stop trying to feel better before you take action. Take action first, and you'll feel better afterward. You'll feel proud, you'll feel stronger, you'll feel alive. There's a deep sense of power that comes from doing what most won't do. Waking up early when it's cold, saying no when it's tempting, finishing the project when you're tired, showing up when no one's watching. That's how you build the version of yourself you admire. No one becomes great by staying in their comfort zone. Greatness is earned through discomfort, through showing up consistently when it's hard, through doing the work no one claps for. If you want to change your life, stop chasing what's easy. Start doing what's necessary. It won't feel natural at first. You'll resist. Your mind will make excuses, your body will want to rest, but you have to train yourself to act anyway. That's how discipline grows. It's not about feeling inspired, it's about creating habits that don't depend on how you feel. Comfort is the enemy of momentum. It slows you down. It keeps you thinking instead of doing. When you're too comfortable, your hunger fades, your urgency dies. You start to convince yourself that average is acceptable, that good enough is all you can expect. And that's where dreams die. Not because they're impossible, but because people stop fighting for them. You must get used to being uncomfortable. You must build a tolerance for struggle. You must become the kind of person who keeps moving even when the road gets rough. Because life will test you. It will challenge your focus. It will expose your weaknesses. But if you've trained your mind to let go of comfort, those tests won't break you, they'll build you. Your results in life are shaped by what you do when it's hard. Anyone can work when it's fun. Anyone can commit when they're excited. But real growth shows up when the excitement fades and you still keep going. That's the kind of strength that builds character. That's the mindset that builds wealth. Not just financial wealth, but strength of mind and clarity of purpose. You are not meant to stay soft. You are meant to rise. But you won't rise until you get honest with yourself. What are you choosing just because it's easy? What are you afraid to give up? What would your life look like if you stopped needing everything to be comfortable? You don't have to change everything at once, but you do have to start. Start by doing one thing daily that pushes you, one thing that makes you uncomfortable in the best way. Wake up a little earlier, work an hour longer. Say no to something that's stealing your time. Cut one bad habit. Replace one weak routine with a strong one. Do it not because it feels good, but because it makes you stronger. Discomfort is your ally. It sharpens your mind. It humbles your ego. It tests your resolve. And if you stay with it long enough, it transforms you. You become more disciplined, more focused, more grounded. Not because life got easier, but because you got better. If you want real change, stop waiting for it to happen. You have to make it happen. You have to choose the harder road, not because it's fun, but because it's worth it. That's what separates the ones who grow from the ones who stay behind. The ones who grow are the ones who stop protecting their comfort and start protecting their purpose. You have a choice every day to stay safe or to step forward. You can protect your current habits or you can become who you were meant to be. But you can't do both. One of them has to go. And the longer you wait, the more time you lose. So ask yourself this. Are you living to stay comfortable or are you living to grow? Because your answer will shape your future. And only one of those paths leads to the life you say you want. Chapter 4. Start your mornings with action, not with delay. How you start your morning shapes how you live your life. It sets the tone for everything that follows. If your day begins with hesitation, you invite more hesitation. If you begin with action, you take control before the world pulls you in every direction. The first hour of your morning isn't just about a routine, it's a decision about who's in charge. Your goals or your comfort. And the truth is, the people who create wealth, progress, and peace don't wait for the day to push them. They push the day forward. Most people wake up and immediately delay. They grab their phones, scroll through distractions, waste precious minutes that add up to wasted hours. They move slowly. They tell themselves they need a little more time. They think they're just easing into the day. But what they're really doing is practicing delay. And when you start your day in delay, you carry that energy into everything else. You hesitate more. You respond slower. You drift. You lose urgency. And without urgency, even your best intentions start to fade. Wealthy minds don't approach the morning casually. They treat it like a launch pad. They don't wait for motivation. They act, whether they feel like it or not. Because they understand one powerful truth. How you do the first thing often becomes how you do everything. If your morning is sharp, your mindset is sharp. If your morning is lazy, your thinking stays dull. Taking action early isn't just about productivity, it's about identity. It's about reminding yourself that you are in control, that your goals matter more than your comfort, that your habits are more important than your excuses. It's not about waking up at 4 a.m. or copying someone else's routine. It's about deciding that you will begin each day with movement, not passivity, with clarity, not confusion, with energy, not excuses. Your mind is most focused in the morning. It's not yet pulled in 10 different directions. That's your window. That's the clean slate. Use it. Get ahead. Before distractions wake up, move your body. Plan your goals. Read something that feeds your mind. Work on the one thing that matters most. The goal isn't to do everything. The goal is to move with intention from the start. That momentum carries you. It builds confidence before doubt even has a chance to creep in. People often say they don't have time, but time isn't the issue. The issue is how they treat time. The issue is what they allow to steal their morning. Most people don't protect their start. They react to it. They let other people's noise set the pace. Notifications, emails, messages, all of it pulls their attention away from what really matters. And by the time they try to focus, it's already too late. Their energy is scattered. Their priorities are unclear. They're playing catch-up instead of leading their day. That's not how a focused life works. You need to wake up and claim that first hour for yourself. That's your time to lead, not follow. That's your time to build discipline. Not every morning will be perfect, but every morning is a chance to practice. And practice builds identity. The more you act early, the more you believe in your own strength. You prove to yourself daily that you are someone who moves with purpose. Your future is hidden in your mornings. That's where the shift begins. Because if you can change how you start, you can change how you finish. You can shift from passive living to intentional building, from waiting to creating, from reacting to leading. Every successful person you admire has mastered the start of their day. They don't leave it to chance. They don't rely on how they feel. They make it a standard, a discipline, a part of who they are. And that's what you need to build. Standards. Not wishes, not hopes. Standards. A standard says, I act no matter what. It says, I don't negotiate with delay. It creates a non-negotiable identity, the kind of identity that doesn't crumble under pressure, the kind of identity that produces results, not once in a while, but consistently, because it's wired into your system. Starting your morning with action builds momentum, and momentum is powerful. It turns small wins into big shifts. You get one task done, and now you feel alert. You finish something meaningful, and now your focus sharpens. You check off one priority, and suddenly your confidence increases. This is not theory, it's cause and effect. Movement builds clarity. Clarity builds belief, belief builds action, and the cycle repeats. The longer you wait in the morning, the more resistance builds. The tasks feel heavier, the doubt grows louder. The day gets away from you. That's why you must stop giving away your mornings. Stop negotiating with delay. Stop telling yourself you'll start in an hour. Every hour you delay weakens your standard, and your standard is the foundation of your results. Don't make it complicated, make it consistent. You don't need a long routine, you need meaningful action. Something that forces your mind and body to engage. Something that anchors your focus. You need to begin. Whether it's 5 minutes of writing, a short workout, focused reading, or intentional planning, start with something that aligns with who you want to become. Do it without checking your phone, without noise, without needing to feel ready. Just move. Just begin. because every time you act before the world wakes up, you separate yourself from those who are still waiting for the right time. The right time is the time you give yourself, and the right time is always now. This habit doesn't just affect your day, it affects your self-worth. When you show up early, when you take action immediately, you build self-respect. You start to see yourself differently. You stop feeling behind. You stop carrying guilt. You stop dragging through the day hoping to catch up. Instead, you lead. You're in charge. That energy is powerful, and people feel it. You walk differently, you speak differently, because you started the day by keeping a promise to yourself. Nothing outside of you can give you that feeling. It only comes from showing up, and the easiest place to show up is the beginning of the day. That's where resistance is weakest, that's where your power is greatest. So protect it, don't give it away. Don't let sleepiness, comfort, or distractions rob you of your launch window. You owe it to your future self to show up early. Not for perfection, not for show, but for ownership, for growth, for alignment. If you've been struggling to stay consistent, look at your mornings. If you feel stuck, look at how your days begin. If you're chasing progress but can't find rhythm, go back to how you start. The answer is often in the first step, that first action, that first hour. It's not about doing everything, it's about doing something that matters before delay has a chance to take over. This is what separates those who live with purpose from those who drift. The ones who move before the day starts to move them, the ones who take charge before life pulls them into chaos. You can become one of them. All it takes is a decision. To start your mornings with action, not delay, every day, no matter what. Because that one habit can change the direction of your life. Chapter 5. Handle pressure without losing your focus or control. Pressure reveals who you really are. When life is easy, when everything goes your way, it's simple to stay calm. It's easy to look composed when nothing is testing your limits. But that doesn't define your strength. Your real strength shows when everything feels heavy, when nothing seems to go as planned, and when your back is against the wall. That's where your discipline gets tested. That's where your mind gets loud. That's where focus and control either grow or break. People often think they need to avoid pressure to succeed. They think stress is something to escape. But those who grow, those who win, they understand the truth. Pressure is not the enemy, it's the teacher, it's the mirror. It shows you exactly where you need to level up. You don't have to like it, but you have to learn how to handle it, because you will face pressure again and again. That's not a maybe, that's a guarantee. Life isn't waiting to make you comfortable, it's here to shape you, and pressure is one of its sharpest tools. Handling pressure starts with how you see it. If you view it as a punishment, you'll react emotionally, you'll panic, you'll rush, you'll make poor decisions. But if you see pressure as training, you'll respond differently, you'll slow down, you'll breathe, you'll choose your actions instead of reacting to your feelings. That shift in perspective changes everything. It gives you the upper hand, because now pressure is no longer a signal to collapse. It's a cue to lock in, not break down. Focus is the first thing people lose under pressure. Their attention jumps from one thought to another. They worry about the worst-case scenario. They play out failure in their head before it even happens. That kind of thinking weakens your presence. It takes you out of the moment. And when you're not present, you can't think clearly. You miss steps. You make errors. You break your own momentum. You need to train your brain to respond with clarity, not chaos. When pressure hits, your job is to bring yourself back to what you can control, not the opinions of others, not the future, not the outcome, just your next action. That's how you protect your energy. That's how you keep your mind strong. You don't fight pressure by overthinking. You fight it by simplifying. In any high-stress moment, remind yourself of what actually matters. Most people complicate the situation in their heads. They imagine more problems than actually exist. But clarity is found by narrowing your focus. What can I do right now? What's in my hands? What's the next step I can control? That mindset builds composure, and composure under pressure is a superpower. You don't have to be emotionless, dippy-pippy-st, Parkins, but you do have to be emotionally disciplined. That means you feel everything, stress, fear, doubt, but you don't act on them blindly. You take a step back. You create space between the emotion and the action. That space is where maturity lives. That space is where the wealthy thinker operates. People around you may lose their head, situations may spiral, deadlines may stack, but if you can stay level, if you can keep your internal world steady, you will move smarter, you will make decisions from strength, not fear, and that makes you rare, because most people fall apart under pressure. They complain, they blame, they escape into comfort. But pressure is not a time to escape, it's a time to perform. You perform not with panic, but with preparation. You stay calm because you've trained yourself. You don't need things to be easy. You've built your habits in difficulty. That's what gives you an edge. While others wait for the perfect environment, you thrive in the storm. Not because the storm is easy, but because you are prepared. It's not about pretending pressure doesn't exist. It's about standing tall in the middle of it. It's about holding your posture when everything feels uncertain. And that posture starts in your thinking. Are you constantly focusing on what might go wrong? Or are you reminding yourself of what you're capable of doing right? That inner conversation shapes everything. Because under pressure, the voice in your head gets louder. And you need to make sure that voice is a leader, not a victim. You build that voice by practicing pressure. Put yourself in situations that challenge you. Don't avoid them. Face deadlines. Take on tasks that stretch you. Speak up when it's uncomfortable. Discipline your thoughts when they start racing. The more you face controlled pressure, the stronger your system becomes. You start trusting yourself. You start believing in your response. And that belief becomes a foundation you can stand on when real challenges hit. Wealth is not just about money. It's about how you carry yourself when things get intense. It's about how you move when the outcome matters. You can't fold every time the pressure rises. You can't shut down every time you feel uncertain. That's not how leaders operate. That's not how strong people grow. You have to stay in the room when it gets tense. You have to breathe deeper when the stress builds. You have to speak with clarity when others speak from fear. And no one is born with this ability. It's trained. It's practiced. It's earned. Start with small moments. Don't raise your voice in stress. Don't shut down when things go sideways. Don't act out of fear. Just pause, think, move with intention. That's how you develop control, not by removing pressure, but by strengthening your response to it. It's also important to stop making pressure personal. Not everything is about you. Not every challenge is an attack. Sometimes it's just life pushing you to grow. When you personalize pressure, you take everything emotionally. You become reactive, defensive. But if you detach a little, if you look at it objectively, you'll see the lessons, you'll find the growth, and most of all, you'll maintain your power. People respect those who stay solid in pressure, because that kind of presence is rare. In business, in relationships, in leadership, those who stay calm lead, those who stay focused win, those who manage their emotions under pressure build trust, and trust is one of the most valuable currencies in the world. You don't need to be perfect under pressure, you just need to stay grounded. And staying grounded means going back to the basics. What do I know? What can I do? What's one thing I can improve right now? Simple questions, direct answers, no drama. That's how you reclaim control. The more you practice this, the more your identity shifts. You stop being someone who crumbles, you become someone who's counted on. You become someone who's respected, not because they never feel pressure, but because they never let pressure define them. That's the kind of person people follow. That's the kind of thinker who builds wealth, not just on paper, but in how they live, how they lead, and how they handle themselves when it counts most. So the next time pressure builds, don't run, don't react, don't lose yourself in it. Stand still, breathe deep, remind yourself that focus is a choice, control is a practice. And you're strong enough to respond, no matter how loud the storm becomes. That's how you rise, that's how you separate yourself, and that's how you win, not just when it's easy, but especially when it's hard. Chapter 6. Put your money where your future will benefit. Money is not just a tool for spending, it's a mirror of your priorities. Where you put your money reveals how serious you are about your goals. Most people say they want success, growth, peace, or freedom, but their spending tells a different story. They spend to escape. They spend to impress. They spend to feel good for a moment, but very few spend to build. If you want your future to look different from your past, you have to start putting your money where your future will benefit. Wealthy people don't throw money around hoping for magic. They don't waste it on trends, distractions, or temporary feelings. They treat every dollar as a decision. Every purchase is either helping their future or hurting it. That's the difference. It's not about how much money you make. It's about what you do with what you have. Poor thinking spends first and thinks later. Rich thinking plans first and spends with purpose. Your financial future isn't shaped by luck. It's built by patterns, and your patterns come from what you value. If you value growth, you'll spend on things that help you grow. If you value freedom, you'll invest in skills, tools, and systems that move you closer to that freedom. If you value comfort more than progress, you'll keep buying things that make the moment easier but leave your future empty. You have to start asking hard questions. What are you buying that adds no value long term? What expenses make you feel better but take you nowhere? What subscriptions, habits, or routines are eating away at your potential? These aren't just financial questions, they're life questions, because your money decisions reflect your thinking, and the way you manage money shapes your ability to handle pressure, make choices, and stay focused on what matters. Investing in your future isn't about having thousands saved up, it's about using whatever you have with intention. $10 spent on a book that sharpens your mindset is more valuable than $50 spent on food that's gone in minutes. A course that improves your skills is a better investment than another outfit that adds nothing to your growth. And that mindset applies at every level. Whether you have little or plenty, the principle is the same. Stop spending to feel good now. Start spending to become better later. The reason most people stay broke isn't because they never had the chance to grow, it's because they never made the choice to grow. They saw opportunities to invest in themselves and ignored them. They looked at prices but didn't calculate value. Value is what lasts. And when you spend with value in mind, you stop wasting money on things that mean nothing a week later. Start small. You don't need big leaps, you need consistent decisions. 1 month of cutting out emotional spending can turn into savings for something meaningful. One decision to invest in mentorship, learning, or a new skill can lead to breakthroughs you never expected. But that only happens when you start seeing money as a tool, not a toy. You need to become intentional about every dollar, not because you're obsessed with money, but because you respect what it can do when used right. Money can buy time, it can open doors, it can remove stress, but only if you use it with discipline. If you use it to chase feelings, it controls you. If you use it to build systems, it serves you. Stop saying you don't have enough. Start doing more with what you have. That's how wealthy thinking begins. It's not about waiting until you're rich to act like it. It's about building the habits now that the rich live by. Planning, saving, investing, delaying short-term wants for long-term results. These are not complicated ideas. They are daily decisions. The hardest part isn't knowing what to do. It's breaking away from the habit of spending emotionally. That's where most people lose control. They use money to manage stress. They buy to feel less anxious. They spend when they're bored, tired, or frustrated. But those decisions become patterns, and patterns shape identity. You either become someone who controls money or someone controlled by it. Put your money into things that sharpen your mind. Buy books, take courses, join communities that push you. Don't just spend to belong, spend to improve. Invest in your body. Better health creates better energy. Better energy creates better results. Your future depends on the choices you're making now. And if your spending doesn't match the life you say you want, you need to be honest with yourself. You don't need to be perfect. You need to be aware. Track where your money goes. Write it down. Review it weekly. Look at where your money leaks. Look at where you're throwing away potential. Awareness creates power. When you see it clearly, you can change it. But if you avoid it, nothing gets better. Discipline with money isn't about restriction. It's about redirection. You're not giving up your joy, you're choosing a different reward, a deeper one, one that doesn't fade the next day. Every time you delay a purchase that adds no value, you're telling your future self, I've got your back. That kind of self-respect builds wealth, not just financially, but mentally. It teaches you that you don't need every new thing to feel valuable. You need purpose, clarity, and progress. This applies in business too. Don't just throw money at tools or ads hoping for a result. Study first, learn what works, invest in understanding before you invest in execution. The most successful people know how to stretch a dollar. They get results with less because they're focused, clear, and intentional. Ask yourself, does this purchase move me forward or hold me back? Does it add to my growth or drain my focus? Does it create a return or just create distraction? These questions bring you back to reality. And reality is where wealth is built, not in fantasy, not in impulse, but in thoughtful choices. Nobody's going to manage your money for you, not in the way you should. You have to take ownership. You have to lead. You have to be the kind of person who thinks about tomorrow while acting today. That mindset is rare, but it's also powerful, and it's available to anyone who's willing to be honest, consistent, and strong enough to delay what feels good now for what builds something lasting later. Money isn't the goal. What money allows you to create is the goal. Freedom, health, legacy, peace. You don't get those by accident. You get them by being intentional. Every time you spend, start today. Start small, but start with purpose, because your future doesn't care about what you wanted. It cares about what you did. Put your money where your future will benefit, not someday, now, because every dollar is a decision. Every decision is a vote for who you're becoming. And if you want to become someone who's free, focused, and fulfilled, then start spending like that person would. Every choice counts. Every day matters. Your future is waiting, and it's being built with or without you. Make sure you're the one building it. Chapter 7. Protect your focus like your life depends on it. Focus is your power. It's the engine behind everything you build, everything you become, and everything you accomplish. Without focus, it doesn't matter how smart you are, how motivated you feel, or how many goals you write down. None of it works if your attention is always being stolen. The world is full of noise, full of distractions, full of things designed to pull you away from what matters. And if you don't protect your focus like your life depends on it, your life will drift into a direction you never chose. Every distraction comes with a cost. Time, energy, momentum, clarity, gone in seconds. And the worst part is, most people don't even notice it happening. They scroll for hours. They jump from one task to another. They get pulled into conversations that drain their mind. Then they look up at the end of the day and wonder why they feel behind, why they're tired, why nothing seems to move forward. It's not because they didn't try, it's because their focus was never protected. Focus doesn't come naturally. You have to defend it. You have to build your day around it. You have to say no to things that look harmless on the surface but cost you dearly over time. Every time you allow yourself to get pulled away from your priority, you're training your brain to be scattered, and a scattered mind cannot build anything strong. You can't think clearly, plan deeply, or act boldly when your attention is in 100 places at once. People love to talk about hustle, about working more, about staying busy, but if you don't know how to focus, working more just means wasting more time. The goal isn't to do more. The goal is to do the right things with full attention, and you can only do that when you control your environment, your habits, and your mind. You have to become aware of what steals your attention, not just the obvious things like social media or notifications, but also the subtle things, negative thoughts, random worries, unnecessary decisions, too many tabs open in your mind and on your screen. These are the silent killers of momentum. They don't always feel urgent, but they pull your energy piece by piece, and by the end of the day, you're left with nothing to give to what truly matters. Your brain isn't designed to constantly switch between tasks. Every time you do, there's a cost, a delay, a reset, and the more you switch, the harder it becomes to go deep. Depth matters. It's where breakthroughs happen. It's where real work gets done. It's where you solve problems and create things that move your life forward. But you only reach depth if you stay with one thing long enough to let your mind settle into it. Focus is also about boundaries. You have to protect your time from people who don't value it. You have to protect your energy from conversations that go nowhere. You have to protect your space from chaos and clutter. If your environment is noisy, your thinking will be noisy, and noisy thinking leads to poor decisions. You can't afford that if you're serious about growth. Your future depends on your ability to direct your mind. That means removing what doesn't need your attention. That means having the discipline to unplug, to step away from comfort, to sit with the work even when it's not exciting. Focus isn't always fun. Sometimes it's quiet. Sometimes it's repetitive. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. But that's where strength is built. That's where you separate yourself from the average. Most people give up their focus without even realizing it. They check their phone the moment they feel bored. They allow interruptions at any time. They never finish what they start. And they wonder why they can't build momentum. The truth is, they've never practiced holding attention. They've trained themselves to be reactive instead of intentional. But that can change. Focus is a skill. And like any skill, it gets stronger the more you train it. Start small. Block off time each day for work that matters. Turn off what you don't need. Let people know you're unavailable during that time. Commit to finishing one task before moving to the next. Respect the time you've set. Don't treat it as optional. It's not just another block on your calendar. It's your future being built piece by piece. Also understand that focus is not just about work. It's about presence. When you're with family, be with them fully. When you're resting, rest completely. When you're learning, learn without distractions. That kind of presence builds peace. It clears your head. It sharpens your thinking. It helps you return to your work with more clarity and energy. You don't need a complicated system. You need to cut what doesn't serve your direction. Simplify your life. Fewer apps, fewer tabs, fewer decisions. The less you have pulling at you, the more attention you can give to what actually matters. This is not about being extreme. It's about being efficient. It's about protecting your mind so it can perform at its best. Look at your week. How many hours are you truly focused? Not busy, not multitasking, focused. If you're honest, the number is low, but that's not the problem. The problem is pretending it's not. Stop lying to yourself. Start protecting your most valuable asset, your attention, because every result you want in life, more income, better health, stronger relationships, deeper learning, it all comes down to how well you focus. Success is not about working harder than everyone else. It's about staying locked in when everyone else is distracted. It's about training yourself to keep going when your mind wants to wander. It's about knowing exactly what you need to do and doing it without letting noise interrupt your flow. That kind of focus doesn't just create better results. It changes who you are. It makes you sharper, stronger, clearer, more in control of your own path. You cannot afford to live another year distracted. You cannot keep losing your hours to things that don't build you. Your goals are too important. Your time is too valuable. Your life is too short. Decide now that your focus matters more than your urges, that your goals matter more than cheap entertainment, that your future deserves more than a distracted version of you. If you want to win, you need to protect your focus like your life depends on it, because in many ways it does. It determines where you go, who you become, what you leave behind, and the people who master focus are the ones who rise while others stay stuck in noise. You don't need more time. You need better use of time. You don't need more ideas. You need to focus on the ones you already have. You don't need a new plan. You need a stronger commitment to protect the one you're already avoiding. So stop giving away your focus. Take it back. Guard it with intention, use it with precision, and build your life around what actually moves you forward. Because the life you want can only be built by the mind you train. Train it to stay focused, train it to stay locked in, and watch everything begin to change. Chapter 8. Follow through even when motivation isn't there. The people who change their lives are not the ones who wait to feel ready. They're not the ones who need to be in the mood before taking action. They're the ones who do what needs to be done, whether they feel like it or not. That's the difference between a life that moves forward and one that stays stuck. Following through when motivation is gone is what builds progress. Anyone can start. Anyone can feel excited at the beginning. But very few have the discipline to keep going when the emotion fades. Motivation feels good, but it's not reliable. It comes and goes. It shows up strong one day, then disappears the next. If your effort depends on motivation, your results will always be inconsistent. Some days you'll do the work. Other days you'll come up with reasons to skip it. That pattern leads to frustration. It creates guilt. It keeps you in a loop of starting over and wondering why nothing is changing. But if you learn how to act without needing to feel inspired, you create something more powerful than motivation. You create discipline. Discipline is the ability to do what's right, even when you don't feel like it. It's not about being perfect, it's about being committed. When you say you'll do something, you follow through, not because it's easy, not because it's exciting, but because it's aligned with the future you want. That kind of consistency builds identity. Every time you keep your word to yourself, you grow stronger, you build trust, you prove to yourself that your goals matter more than your moods. Most people live by how they feel. They wake up, check in with their emotions, and let that decide their actions. If they're tired, they skip the workout. If they're distracted, they put off their goals. If they're bored, they look for something easier. And that's why they stay in the same place year after year. Their life is ruled by feelings instead of values. They don't realize that real progress isn't about feeling ready. It's about showing up anyway. Showing up without motivation is a choice. It's uncomfortable, yes. It challenges your mind, yes. But that's where the growth is. You grow every time you push through when it's hard. You grow every time you do the work tired, stressed, unsure, or frustrated. Those days count more than the easy ones. Those are the days that build mental toughness. They build grit. They shape the kind of person who doesn't quit every time it gets difficult. You don't need to feel powerful to do something powerful. You just need to act. The action creates clarity. The action builds momentum. And once you're in motion, the resistance gets quieter. That's the trick most people never learn. They wait for motivation, but motivation often comes after action, not before it. You take the step first. You begin, even if it's small, even if you're not in the mood. Because starting leads to movement, and movement pulls you forward. It's easy to believe that successful people feel motivated all the time, but that's not true. They feel doubt. They feel tired. They feel resistance just like you do. The only difference is they don't let those feelings decide what gets done. They work through the resistance. They do the task. They honor their commitment. And that's why they get results. The difference between growth and stagnation is often found in how you respond on the days you don't want to do the work. You either break the pattern or reinforce it. You either say, "I'll do it later," or you say, "I'll do it now," no matter what. One choice strengthens your future. The other weakens it. That's the truth. There's no secret formula. There's just you and your choices. Following through without motivation also makes your goals real. It tells your mind, this matters even when it's not exciting. That kind of commitment changes how you see yourself. You're no longer someone who only works when conditions are perfect. You become someone who works with or without perfect conditions. That identity gives you power. It gives you control. Because now you don't need to wait on feelings. You don't need to wait for inspiration. You just do the work. You can't build a strong life on emotions alone. Emotions are temporary. Your goals are not. Your purpose is not. The habits you build now will carry you through hard times later. And if you only show up when you're motivated, you won't have habits, you'll have hope. And hope without discipline fades. The question isn't, how do I stay motivated? The question is, can I stay consistent even when I'm not? That's where your edge is. That's what separates you from everyone who's still stuck waiting. Discipline doesn't require energy. It requires decisions. It's not about doing everything perfectly. It's about not quitting on the days when you want to. Set a standard for yourself. Decide in advance what you will do. Make it a rule, not a suggestion. If it's time to write, write. If it's time to train, train. If it's time to build, build. Don't argue with yourself. Don't negotiate with laziness. Don't wait to feel better. Get moving. Let action lead. Let your goals be stronger than your excuses. You are not weak because you feel unmotivated. You are human. Everyone feels that way. But not everyone pushes through it. And that's where you rise. Not by feeling different, but by doing differently. You show yourself what you're made of by doing what's necessary when it's uncomfortable. That's the test. And every time you pass it, you rise to a higher level of strength. There will be days when you want to quit. Days when it all feels heavy. Days when the goal feels far. But those are not the days to pull back. Those are the days that define you. Those are the days where the breakthrough is being built. The decision to keep going when it's hard becomes the story you'll tell later. It becomes the moment where you stopped being driven by emotion and started being driven by purpose. Nobody owes you motivation. Nobody's coming to push you every day. That's on you. That's your responsibility. That's your job, to keep moving, to stay committed, to honor the standard you said you believed in. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes, not because the tasks get lighter, but because you get stronger, you start trusting yourself, you stop needing perfect conditions, you just follow through. If you want to build a future you're proud of, stop chasing feelings, chase execution, chase discipline, chase the habit of showing up no matter what. That's how you win. Not by always being excited, but by being reliable. Motivation is temporary. Follow through is forever. Build the habit. Do the work. And trust that your future is being shaped by what you choose when the motivation isn't there. Chapter 9. Make decisions based on logic, not on feelings. Every choice you make is a step toward your future or away from it. And whether that step is wise or reckless depends on how you made the decision. Most people don't realize how much of their life is being shaped by emotion instead of logic. They decide based on how they feel in the moment, not based on what's actually right for their future. That's the reason they stay in situations that don't serve them. That's the reason they repeat the same cycles, because feelings are loud but they're not always true. If you want to grow, if you want to build something solid, you have to stop letting your emotions run your decisions. Emotions are temporary, logic is steady. Emotions can change in minutes. Logic remains the same when you step back and see things clearly. There is nothing wrong with having emotions. You are human. You're supposed to feel, but you are not supposed to let those feelings dictate your life. People often make big decisions in the middle of stress, anger, fear, or even excitement. But that's the worst time to decide, because emotions cloud your judgment. They distort your view. They make problems feel bigger than they are. They make temporary discomfort look permanent. They convince you that quitting is the best option just because something feels heavy right now. But what feels heavy today might be your breakthrough tomorrow. You have to practice separating what you feel from what is true. Ask yourself, what would I decide if I wasn't emotional right now? What would I do if I only looked at the facts? What choice would future me thank me for? These are the questions that bring you back to logic. These are the questions that help you slow down and make moves that actually serve your goals. Every time you follow emotion without thinking, you increase the chance of regret. You say something you didn't mean. You walk away from something that just needed time. You give up on a plan that was working just because it didn't feel good for a while. That's not how wealth is built. That's not how strong minds operate. People who think like the wealthy don't let emotion lead the way. They pause, they observe, they think long term. There will always be emotional waves. That doesn't make you weak, but how you respond to those waves determines your strength. Do you act in the middle of them, or do you wait for the water to settle before you move? Do you let a moment of fear make a permanent decision, or do you sit still until your thinking is clear? These small moments decide everything. Logic is not cold, it's smart, it protects you. It keeps your emotions from leading you into things you'll regret later. It makes you stop and ask the right questions. It reminds you of the plan you committed to. It brings your attention back to what matters most. And when you build the habit of using logic, your life becomes more stable. You stop making decisions that you keep reversing. You stop creating chaos with impulse. You stop getting stuck in cycles of regret and apology. Think about your biggest mistakes. How many of them were made in emotion? How many were the result of acting too fast, reacting instead of thinking, choosing what felt good over what was right? Now think about your best decisions, the ones that moved your life forward, the ones that gave you peace. They were probably made with clarity, with patience, with perspective. You don't need to be cold to think clearly. You just need to give yourself space, emotional space, mental space, time to see things as they are, not just as they feel. That means pausing before reacting. That means writing things down before speaking. That means stepping back and asking yourself what's actually true here, not what feels urgent, not what feels scary, what's real. Logic gives you freedom. When you think clearly, you stop being trapped by temporary emotions. You don't panic when things go wrong. You don't chase everything that feels exciting. You stay grounded. You make moves that last. And that kind of life gives you peace. Because now you trust yourself to make choices that align with your values, not just your feelings. Most people say they want peace, but they keep choosing chaos. Not because they love stress, but because they're following emotion without question. They chase the feeling. They avoid discomfort. They pick whatever feels easiest now, even if it creates bigger problems later. But if you want a stable life, you need stable thinking. And stable thinking comes from logic, not emotion. You can learn to manage emotions without suppressing them. You can feel frustrated and still stay calm. You can feel fear and still move forward. You can feel pressure and still make a rational choice. That's the difference between reacting and responding. Reaction is automatic. Response is thoughtful. One comes from emotion. The other comes from discipline. Discipline means making the right choice even when the wrong one feels better. It means putting your values above your feelings. It means choosing long-term strength over short-term relief. And every time you do that, you strengthen your mindset. You build a system that doesn't collapse every time your feelings change, because they will change, but your direction shouldn't. Start training yourself. The next time you feel triggered, pause. Don't act. Don't decide. Just sit with it. Let the emotion pass through you. Then when your mind clears, ask the logical questions. What do I really want? What outcome matters most? What action will bring me closer to that? This is not about being emotionless. It's about being intentional. It's about making decisions that your future self can be proud of. You won't always get it right. That's okay. But if you build the habit of thinking before acting, you'll get it right more often. You'll stop getting in your own way. You'll stop breaking your own momentum. You'll move through challenges with more confidence, because you're not reacting from fear. You're acting from purpose. Making decisions with logic also builds respect. People trust those who stay calm under pressure. They listen to those who speak with thoughtfulness. They follow those who don't make reckless choices. That kind of leadership starts with how you handle your own decisions. It starts with how you manage yourself when things are tough. And it begins the moment you choose logic over impulse. You are always one decision away from a better direction, but only if that decision is made with clarity. Don't let temporary emotions decide what you'll deal with permanently. Don't let one moment of doubt undo months of progress. Don't let one uncomfortable feeling convince you to walk away from something that's meant for you. Train your mind to stay clear. Don't rush choices. Don't trust every emotion. Don't let your feelings lead your future. Trust your plan. Trust your process. Trust the facts. And keep choosing what makes sense, even when it's not what feels best in the moment. Because the life you're building depends on more than what you feel. It depends on what you do with what you feel. And if you learn to think before you move, you'll create a life that's not just full of emotion, but full of direction, meaning, and peace. That's how you rise. That's how you win. Not by chasing feelings, but by standing on reason and following through with clarity, purpose, and strength. Chapter 10. Act like you're running out of time today. There is no second chance at today. The hours you have right now are the only ones guaranteed. Yet most people move through their day like there's endless time ahead. They delay what matters. They put off the uncomfortable work. They act like tomorrow is promised. But the truth is, it's not. You don't know how many chances you have left to fix your life, build your future, or show up for what matters most. That's why you need to act like you're running out of time, because in reality you are. Every goal you talk about, every dream you think about, every plan you keep rewriting means nothing if you don't take action today. Not next week. Not when you feel better. Not when things slow down. Now, because time will not wait for you to feel ready. It won't hold still while you gather motivation. It keeps moving forward, whether you're paying attention or not. You either keep up or fall behind. And falling behind doesn't always look dramatic. Sometimes it just looks like being busy with things that don't matter. Sometimes it looks like being productive in the wrong direction. You have to stop telling yourself there's time to waste. That mindset has destroyed more potential than failure ever could. Wasted time doesn't show up as pain right away, but it catches up. It catches up in regret, in missed opportunities, in years that look exactly the same. And you don't want to wake up 10 years from now realizing that you lived on repeat instead of progress. Living like you're running out of time doesn't mean you panic. It means you become intentional. It means you stop moving through the day casually. It means you realize that every moment matters, not because of fear, but because of purpose. It's a mindset that creates urgency. Urgency that says, what I do today either builds my future or steals from it. When that becomes your standard, everything changes. You don't snooze your alarm, you don't delay the difficult task, you don't sit around waiting for better conditions, you take full ownership of the clock, you understand that it's not just about managing time, it's about respecting it. The way you use time reflects the way you value your life. If you waste time, you're telling yourself that you don't believe in what you're capable of. But when you act with urgency, you tell yourself the opposite. You believe in your potential enough to act like it matters right now. The biggest difference between people who win and people who wish is how urgently they move. Winners don't wait for things to be perfect. They move fast. They adapt as they go. They don't overthink every step. They take the step. They don't spend years preparing without ever doing. They learn while executing, because they know the clock is ticking. They know every delay costs them growth, opportunity, and peace of mind. When you act like you're running out of time, you cut the fluff. You stop pretending that every task is important. You zero in on what actually drives your life forward. You make hard decisions faster. You stop entertaining people who drain your energy. You stop giving away your best hours to distractions. You stop explaining your vision to people who don't get it, because you don't have time to waste proving yourself to anyone. You have work to do, and that work requires your full focus. Too many people lose years waiting for motivation, waiting for support, waiting for the perfect idea. But those who rise are the ones who stop waiting. They understand that imperfect action beats perfect plans that never get started. They don't sit around wondering what could go wrong. They look at what they can control today and move. And by moving, they build momentum, and that momentum creates results. You are not behind because you lack potential. You're behind because you keep treating time like it's unlimited. You keep giving your best energy to the least important things. You keep thinking that later is better. But later is where dreams go to die. Later is where progress disappears. Later is where people live who never make it out of average. Start treating time as the most valuable thing you own, because it is. Money can be replaced, opportunities can come again, but time only goes in one direction, and once it's gone, you don't get it back. So don't waste it on things that don't align with your vision. Don't give it away to things that don't grow you. Don't let it be stolen by laziness, fear, or doubt. Every second matters when you know what you're building. Every task becomes meaningful when it serves your bigger goal. Every small step becomes powerful when taken with urgency. And when you live that way, when you carry that urgency daily, you start to feel a shift. You start to think sharper. You start to plan better. You start to respect your own time and energy. And when you respect it, other people do too. You need to stop thinking you have forever. You don't. Nobody does. Life is happening right now. It's unfolding whether you show up or not. And it rewards those who take action, not just once, but every day. You need to become the kind of person who doesn't put off the work, who doesn't wait to feel ready, who doesn't slow down when it gets tough. Make urgency part of your identity, not rush, not anxiety. Urgency, the understanding that time is moving and you must move with it, that your potential doesn't unlock by accident, that every day you act like you're running out of time, you're one step closer to the life you've been thinking about for years. There's someone out there with less experience than you, less talent than you, less knowledge than you, and they're ahead of you because they acted faster, they didn't overthink, they didn't wait for perfect timing, they just started, and now they're building, and now they're learning, and now they're gaining ground, while others are still thinking. Don't let that be your story. Don't be the one who looked back and realized that the only thing missing was urgency. Start today. With what you have, where you are, no more waiting, no more repeating the same routine. This is your moment to shift. This is your chance to break the cycle, to move, to decide, to act like time is running out, because it is. And the sooner you live that truth, the faster your life will change. Not someday, today.